Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So, I was a customer of Local Splash, client, whatever, however you want to say it, back at the beginning of the year. And then I went with another marketing company, and I'm with them for the past 6 months. And I remember when I called in back in, like, I don't know, maybe April, they said they were going to put things on hold and, you know, offered me like a discount, this, that, and the other. And I'm not thrilled with the company that I'm with, but I don't want to keep switching things up because I'm trying to get, you know, the whole SEO and all that fixed. And so I guess long story short, I'm just trying to make sure that my account is going to be canceled and like not reactivated, because I believe they said it would be reactivated in like October or November. And so I'm just trying to get, you know, some insight on that.
Yeah, definitely. Let me go ahead and take a quick look here, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Okay, so I do have your account here. If you could just help me with a security question, which is, what is your first pet's name?
Scruffy.
Thank you. Okay, great. So it looks like you did place the account on pause back in May. So you're absolutely right. It does look like you spoke with one of our agents by the name of Ruben. The agent did promise to give you a call on the 11th of November, it looks like,
Okay.
The account is reinstated in regards to hopefully seeing the results, right, or what's going on with the new company, I believe. Let me double check. Mm-hmm. I do see the appointment here actually on the 4th, on the 14th, my apologies. It's about 4 days before it's normally reinstated. This will help to avoid the charges, and as well, you'll be able to review the account in case you feel that you're not satisfied with the other company. As you mentioned, it's not going so well right now. Is that right? It's kind of back and forth.
Well, I mean, it's a lot more expensive than what I was paying with Local Splash, and I'm getting more leads, but there's still just a few things that, you know, that are not really working well, but I mean, I just don't want this account to get reactivated and then we have to, you know, I don't want to be charged anything, or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I want
billing, and of course, you don't want two people working on the same account, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because, I mean, if we make changes, they're going to make changes. So definitely, I can see that point, right? We don't, I guess you could say we're against working with another company, because it's going to be just no good results for any of their end, right? So switching back and forth is the same thing, right? You don't want to keep doing that. Now, a lot of our clients, we do give them up to 6 months, right? That way they can see what's going on. Because typically what we do is we just follow up with them, let them know what's going on. And the whole issue is that we don't normally just have to help you on a website, for example, right? It could be just on the Google Business Profile or maybe Facebook ads, for example. So there's different things on the subscription that you had available, right? So, of course, those are different things that can definitely be discussed. Or are you looking to just make sure everything else stops as well?
Yeah, I'm just really looking to make sure everything stops, just because, like I said, I just don't want two different things going on at the same time. And, you know, I'm hoping to have some final decisions made on what I'm doing by the end of this year so that I don't have the same problem next year. But,
Yeah, because it looks like we helped you out for a few months, so I definitely understand. Now, just to confirm, I could definitely make sure that the accounts cancel as of today, of course, right? But I also see that you were promised to call back. Do you want me to just go ahead and cancel that as well? Or do you want me to wait until the agent gives you a call in regards to the follow-up he promised?
I think I would rather just cancel everything completely out, just because, like I said, I mean, I'm a little bit over the whole thing right now. And I mean, my contract with them is 6 months. And so I think it's up in November, but I haven't decided what I'm doing, if I want to tweak things with them or if I want to go with somebody completely different. And it's just, you know, I mean, I'm paying so much for advertising and marketing and all that, and I'm still not seeing the results. So I'm just not sure what, so I just didn't want something to reactivate, you know.
I see. Tell me, how much are you paying with, if I may ask?
With the other company that I'm paying right now, it's like $12.68 a month.
$12.68 a month. Okay, so you definitely have maybe something that would either be maybe Google Guarantee or Google Ads. I'm assuming that's the reason why.
No,
it's
changed, it doesn't.
Right?
It doesn't include any of that. It includes like keywords.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So just the search engine optimization, what we do for $129 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's definitely a lot. I thought you were paying maybe Google Ads, Google Guarantee, right? Because with that price, I mean, that's what you would be almost getting here, right? Including Facebook ads. Because you only pay, when you were working, right, when we were doing your account or helping with your account, I'm sorry, you were paying $229, which included Facebook ads. Typically, with just, if you pay $500 a month, and that's just what usually my clients go for, that includes Facebook ads and even Google ads, right? So,
yeah,
you definitely are paying quite a bit. And if you're not too happy, that's definitely a lot of money going basically to waste, right? Especially. So honestly, I could definitely make sure to discontinue the account. Just definitely, I would definitely want to see if we could help you in regards to this. Because, again, you're paying quite a bit, which can be cut in half right away with us, right? And just to get started, it could be a lot less than, I believe you said $12.29, I'm sorry?
I pay them $12.68. And then I'm also paying Yelp on top of that.
On top of that. Wow, okay. That is quite a bit. Now, you said that maybe by the end of the year you might have a better picture of better idea of what you're going to be doing with your advertising, of course, right? Now, I'm going to follow what you promised, right? You want to discontinue, that's okay. I can also make sure to just give you a quick call back in, let's say, December probably, right, and go over the account again, see if maybe you're seeing better results, and hopefully, if not, right, hopefully we can go ahead and jump in there and help you out. Because I do see there's a lot of things going on your account that you're eligible for, including Google Guarantee, right, which is something that's called I believe they have to call you in order for it to be charged. But, yeah, there's a lot of different things that could be done for your account, okay?
Okay.
All right, Wendy. So let me go ahead and make sure I have the account discontinued for you. I'll go ahead and send you an email letting you know that it has been. That way you don't have to worry about any future charges. You could always call us at any time. I'll also remove the promise call that Ruben made. That way you don't have to worry about us calling. Other than that, I'll probably try to reach out to you in December, if that's okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your patience on this. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.